It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau. Good morning. After a close vote, the New Mexico House of Representatives passed legislation last week to legalize the recreational use of cannabis in the state. I talked about this issue and others with Democratic State Representative Doreen Gallegos on Your Legislators on Television from KRWG Public Media. Here's part of our conversation that was recorded on Friday. Representative Gallegos, thank you so much for joining us on Your Legislators.
Thank you for having me, Anthony.
Now, I'd like to start off with some big news recently. The House of Representatives passed a bill to legalize the recreational use of marijuana through sale from government-owned stores here in the state. Now, I'd like to hear your thoughts on the bill, why you supported it, and how you think this is going to move forward with the Senate.
Well, I think there was a new twist on that bill. There was a substitute that was presented on the floor last night, which, you know, lots of paper to read very quickly. But I think it's eventually going to happen one way or the other. And if the state is on the ground floor, it's easier for us to regulate that, to make sure there's an education process to that. And there's lots of discussion. Plus, it'd be nice to be able to raise a little taxes in doing the same, or not taxes, but revenue. And so I think that's important. If we are going to do it, I think we do it responsibly. We do it thoughtfully and maybe find another funding source for New Mexico. You know, we keep saying we're at the bottom of lots of areas, so we need to dig our way out of that.
Okay, well, you sit on the House Taxation and Revenue Committee. Mm-hmm. So if I'm correct, this bill would tax the sale of cannabis from these state-owned facilities at around 17%. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, there was a little concern about these being state-owned stores. Do you think that this bill could have passed if it was simply private-owned facilities selling legalized marijuana?
I think that that's where the problem was, because people were unsure of how it was going to roll out. And, you know, eventually the state might want to get out of the business if, you know, we do decide to get in. But for right now, until we're setting the policy and the regulations, I think it's important that the state have a hand in how to do that.
No Republicans in the House voted for this bill. In fact, 10 Democrats voted against it, as well as a very close vote. Obviously, some folks have some tough decisions to make here, even if they're Democrats on this bill. Now, you mentioned before this conversation we had that you had some concerns as well, being a mother.
I do. You know, I have a 15-year-old son, and, you know, as a mother, I'm always concerned that access to drugs and you know, you want kids to make responsible decisions, but, you know, frontal lobes aren't always in their favor at that point. So sometimes as the adults, we have to make those responsible decisions. But I refer back to my parenting and decide that, you know, my son is going to have to know what the rules of not only our home is, but the rules of the state and the laws. And so, you know, my child and every other child of the state of New Mexico will have to follow those laws.
Moving forward, this bill goes to the Senate. They have a bill there as well that's fairly similar, as you mentioned before this conversation. What are the chances here? Do you think this is likely going to pass in the Senate? What are you hearing from your colleagues across the way? I ask this because you serve in the House leadership, so you obviously have a beat on the pulse of the voters in the state house. So what do you think?
Well, I think it's a race now of who gets it to the governor first, I think. We definitely had some Republican Senate help on the floor last night. Senator Pirtle was on the floor working his members and our members. So you see that, you know, it's starting to be a more of a bipartisan issue. People are talking, and, you know, I think it comes down to people's beliefs and how they see to roll things forward. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And so that was one of the reasons I voted for it. You know, we talked about my reluctance as a mother, but making sure those educational components are in and making sure that it's thoughtful legislation and making sure we're on the ground floor to make sure that happens. And so, you know, ours is going to hit the Senate. And, you know, at one point they may combine the bill and maybe the the governor can make everybody happy because it'll be on both sides.
If this should pass, New Mexico would be the second state to take legislative action to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. Why not send this to the voters for a constitutional amendment like many other states have done before?
Well, I think the voters send us here to make decisions and make policy and laws. And for this type of issue, we'd have to really put in what those guidelines are going to be. So I think it's important that it's once again done thoughtfully and that those guidelines are in place so we can, have a good law. And so I think that's the way to move forward.
You can watch and listen to my full interview with Representative Gallegos at our website, krwg.org.